Leslie, you've got another series about ready to get underway. 1 week from this Wednesday, that's May 31st. What's your lineup look like?
Yeah, we have an exciting lineup of local musicians, a lot of talented young artists, and also some favorites that we're bringing back. Wednesday, May 31st, will be the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars, which is a perennial favorite. We've had, I think, every year for the last 9 years as our season opener. And then we'll have Tracy Walker. We've got Favorite Night, our Salsa Night, Orquesta Candala, coming up on June 14th. We're also bringing back Chuck Brisbane and the Tuna Project, but featuring some new acts for us, like Natural Progression, Honey and Houston, and Crystal Peterson, which I'm very excited about, giving some of these up-and-coming artists that are really breaking onto the scene, both here and regionally, an opportunity to perform for a pretty large audience there at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center.
And what can folks expect other than music? There's probably a lot going on.
Yeah, it's a fun party. It's a very family-friendly event. We have a free, everything's free. It's all outside on our front lawn facing Clifton Avenue. We have a kids' art corner where kids can get creative that ties in with some kind of project with the type of music that we're listening to. We also have lots of food truck vendors lined up, both sweet and savory. We encourage people to bring items like children's diapers and food, non-perishable food items for our partners, Every Child Succeeds, Gabriel's Place, and Project Connect. And it will go on rain or shine.
Cincinnati Shakespeare Company going to be part of this, too.
That's
at the very,
right.
Very
they
end
are
of the season.
They are our last performance, August 9th. That's another thing we've been doing for the last few seasons, which has worked out well in closing out the summer. This year, we have a new one for us. It's the Merry Wives of Windsor. So we're excited about that happening.
About how long do these things go? They begin at 7.
Begin at 7. We're usually finished by 8:30, but sometimes it's hard to get the bands once they get rolling to move off. So sometime between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
Clifton Cultural Arts Center, and you're going to be looking for a new home, or you are looking for a new home?
We are in the
Tell
process.
Me the story here.
We have had a long-term lease on our building there on Clifton Avenue, but unfortunately, our lease has been terminated. We'll be out of the building no later than August 31st of 2018. So we've got just over a year or so to find a new home. We've put about $2.5 million into the building that we're in, so we'll be looking for getting a payback from that that will help us start afresh in a new location. But we're going to try our best to stay in Clifton or somewhere in those uptown neighborhoods of Cincinnati.
Have you got any locations scouted out yet?
No, we really don't. Nothing is off the table. But I will say we are looking for something in the area of 25 to 30,000 square feet. So we're looking for a pretty big home so we can continue to grow our programming and be on the trajectory that we've been on for the last 9 years.
What is the current square footage?
We have 53,000 square feet in the building that we're in right now. And we're using about 27 or so of that. So we would like, we're serving over 40,000 people a year with classes and programs like Wednesdays on the Green and art exhibits. So in order to continue to do that kind of robust programming that the community has been involved in, we need some room. Yeah.
I want you to go back and repeat what people can bring as far as the donations.
Thank
the
you.
Diapers,
yeah.
That's
so,
very important.
Yeah. So children's items, new clothes, diapers, formula, wipes, those types of things, Gabriel's Place and Every Child Succeeds program out of Children's Hospital will be collecting. And then Project Connect, which is a program out of Cincinnati Public Schools, also collects items for children, office supplies, fresh paper, things like that. So anything of that nature will help our partners in need.
Have you been partnering with these folks for a while?
We have. This is our third year of involving. Typically, we try to involve a partner from our main service area, so Avondale or Mount Auburn, Clifton, Coryville, so somewhere right around our neighborhood, and all three of these partners that we're involving this year are located up there by us.
That's wonderful. And Wednesdays on the Green gets underway 1 week from this coming Wednesday. That's May 31st. 7 o'clock is when it starts with, as more often than not the case, the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars. Leslie Mooney is executive director there at Clifton Cultural Arts Center. We thank you so much for visiting.
Thank you, Brian.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.